We're going to hear the interview of Mark, who teaches acro yoga in Auroville. So we will have the English version of this interview that we had first with Damien in French. A different interview, but we are just going to have an explanation about what is acro yoga. So Mark, could you explain us, please?
There's a lot of controversy with the word yoga in itself. And so once you say, now we're doing acro yoga, people go, wow, another type of yoga. And there's so many types. And if you're not doing it properly, why even do yoga at all? But this type of yoga really connected with me as a different type of yoga that allows you to connect with people as well as strengthening your body and working on connecting with your body, another person, and the divine at the same time. You can really focus on many different things at this yoga, and it's quite an interesting practice for me.
Okay, so you can understand that this yoga is the practice of this yoga is happening with other people. It's not a lonely exercise.
True. Which is one thing that got me it started in the first place is I was doing my asanas and it's just everything comes with time. And I appreciate that and I was doing that. But then I also felt this mechanical aspect to it. Almost a forcing. And when I connected with other people, then working together, I was stepping further without as much pushing. It was pleasant. So that
you
was
mean,
just the difference for myself.
Yeah, the energies go much further because you share it.
Yeah, and you
okay.
support each other.
Yeah, so to give more information to people that don't know acro yoga at all, could you explain us a class of acro yoga, for instance?
Yeah.
How is it? What is happening in this class?
So how I would lead a typical session is when people come, they're all coming from different places, so we connect. And initially that just means connecting with the space, so I give people time to find their place there. And if they feel comfortable, both in the space and the people around them. And I know in radio you need to keep talking and talking, but if we give a moment of silence in the class, that really gives you a moment to ground yourself and find your place. So once people get that connection, then we can come together and we all connect, either sitting close enough to touch each other or just standing, hands on the shoulders or hands on the backs, and then just small movements to get this first connection. And this is so important. It really can build this touch that you'll need for the rest of the practice. But once this soft part is finished, we can move to more concentrated stretches just by working in pairs. So then you'll find a partner that's about your own size and flexibility. And then we'll just I'll instruct different stretches. So you'll twist together. One person will bend forward, the other will bend backward. And that way you're benefiting from your own forward bend, but the slight push, the support on top can help you reach further, as long as you're not hurting each other, which came from the touch in the beginning. You need to get that grounding, and you're not going to be pushing into each other. You're just supporting each other by weight. So anyway, we get past this stretching, and then we go into some acrobatics. And in acrobatics, you want to build some architecture out of the bones. So it's a lot of bone stacking. You're not using the muscles so much. You want to straighten when possible and really let your architecture help you, not gravity working against you so much. And then the last part we do is the flying, which can be nice therapeutic or also integrating more acrobatic architecture. And then to cool down, there's more Thai massage, which is the third aspect. There was yoga, and then acrobatics, and then the Thai massage to balance the energies.
Okay, in the during the acrobatic parts, there is one of the pair which is lying on the floor, and the other is flying over him, and he just supported by the feet of the base, which is on the floor.
Oh, that's the flying stance, yeah. Is one person lies down on their back, and they bend at the hips, so their feet go straight up in the air, and the other partner has different ways to mount onto these feet. And once they're up in the air, they try and become as light as possible by having enough control of the body. So some of the exercises before that also work on the core and the arms and the legs and keeping control of your body. Handstands and all these different exercises help to become light in the air. So it's not about working with power, but it's about working with lightness.
That's why it's called flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we have a good, clear idea of what happened in a yoga class, aqua yoga class. So, Mark, could you tell us how you got on that way of aqua yoga? What put you there?
Here? There was a place in Quiet Healing Center that may not be there anymore because the ocean is coming in so rapidly. But one day we decided to get together down there to practice acro yoga, and Sandra and Jorge and a few other Orvillians, we like to get together and play. And I think it was Anna and Tiago that had brought back a book of acro yoga. And so we all went down there, and just looking at this book, we went through some of the different postures because it's beautifully illustrated. And Sandra knew a bit more, so she would share what she knew. And after that, then we practiced a few more times at different various places in Oroville. But I think we were not so regular, so we wanted to find a space to make this regular. And Jorge came across Arca, and we were able to find a space and get some regular practice and build up our level with what we were practicing in the book.
Yeah, when was it?
Exactly.
More or less 10 years, 2 months?
No, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, yeah. So you had since there. You practice regular, and now you got the level to teach it to the people that are interested to learn it.
Yeah, I would say we started in 2009, and it's a physical practice, so practice really helps you understand the ideas explained in the book. But then also having experienced people come through Oroville to share their experience with it, such as a teacher training and a really concentrated practices. But I would say that we've had our times of concentrated practices also, and we're all adding what we've studied and what our experiences are. I mean, I'm a yoga teacher, and I practice Thai massage also, having done advanced courses in Thailand and everything like this. All of this merges with this practice, which is what I find beautiful about it. It's not so fixed that you can't try anything. It's more of a playing.
Yeah, it's the circus side of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like playing, as you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that sounds very interesting. And could you tell us, Mark, if you have more project with the with the acro yoga in Oroville?
Well, I guess every year it's kind of evolving, and this year there was four different acro yoga teachers that had come and were sharing with different workshops. But as far as a real push, I don't feel that. I'd say it's a steady practice, just like a yoga practice, and it'll evolve over time, naturally, as kind of the way Auroville grows.
Yeah, and so there are people that come here from abroad that practice acro yoga and can work with you and teach you more about that.
Yeah, there's plenty of space here. We're all receptive to the different experiences of others growing. I mean, this is a place of constant learning. So just having people that have really made this an important part of their life, sharing their workshops with us, I feel that we're able to share that with the people that come here. Meaning, there's different schools of this acro yoga, and I don't want to get too much into politics or anything like that, and they don't want either. It's just things naturally evolve like that. People that are really good at things share it with others, and then there becomes an issue with, well, is this the true thing or not? And I'd say we're trying to keep it true to what we're seeing in this book and what we're practicing. I just think the evolution of this is more about connecting people in a fun way to share and strengthen your body and strengthen your mind also. The attention, the focus, the different practices that you need to practice this. I would say it's a high-level physical practice. And I'm not sure how this question began, but
yeah. So it's, in fact, typically Aurovillian, this idea of sharing, of taking from people that come and bring more information, and just share and go further in your knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can, after this speech, maybe some people want to try it now. So could you tell us when and where they can do that?
Well, we have a regular morning practice in Arca. And that's on Sundays would be the first time to come. But also in Windara, they're doing it in the afternoon from 3 to 5. And then after that, you can talk with us and we practice more on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, Tuesday and Thursday, it's a bit earlier. It's 7 to 9.
Yeah, but that's really only if you're comfortable with this practice and you really want to go further. So I would recommend the weekends for...
to start. If you're interested, come to start on the weekend and after you see.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for those explanations. I'm sure there are a lot of people that wants to see what is acro yoga now. So happy birthday, because today is the 28th of February. It's a birthday of Auroville. So thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.